My name is Benjamin Spencer. I'm from Relevant Sports, the International Champions Cup, and it's really a pleasure to be here at this press conference announcing and presenting officially the match here at US Bank Stadium to be played, as you can tell, on Wednesday, August 3rd between Chelsea and AC Milan. Before we go into question everything, we want to ask our representatives here to give a brief statement. We'd like to start off with Charlie Stilitano, who is the chairman of Relevant Sports. Charlie?
Thank you for having me here today. And in Italy, we say that you can't change two things, your mother and your team. My team's Milan, and I want you to know that I'm really, really, I'm looking really bad right now. Really bad right now. Before we get started, I wanted thoughts and prayers to go out to all the victims in Brussels, just terrible tragedy a couple days ago, and then one of our own, if you will, from the soccer community, one of the greatest players, certainly one of the greatest players I've ever seen, Johan Cruyff, passed away, and our prayers and condolences go out to him and his family and the entire soccer world, really, because he was something special. Anyway, on a more happy note, we're here to celebrate this wonderful event and really I would call it the opening. Can I say the opening? The first sporting event at the stadium? Even though it's made for your football, we're going to play a little bit of our football on that day. And I want to first thank and acknowledge SMG here, Patrick Talti. Where are you, Patrick? Oh, they're back in the room there. All right. Minnesota Sports Facility Authority, Michelle Kelm-Helgen, our chair. Thank you, Michelle. And Minnesota Vikings, my friend now. We've been hanging around for a couple years. Kevin Warren, COO. And, of course, I want to thank the Wilfs. People don't know this, but I went to school with Mark Wilf. Jersey. I see, I always point out that at one time in your life, you will end up in New Jersey, whether you want to or not. Okay. This is the second time the ICC has put on a match in Minnesota, and we're incredibly thankful to be back and really want to thank the Minnesota Vikings for all their hard work in getting us here. And there's a great special relationship between our ownership, Mr. Stephen Ross, and the Wilfs. And it's one that it's funny. We were in University of Michigan today. Mr. Ross donated a couple dollars over there. And I really feel that was like home, and this too. And whenever we're invited to an NFL stadium, we really feel like it's home. So I want to thank you again for that. The other reason we're here is really because it's really a strong, passionate fan base. It's an incredible soccer community. One that I think, you know, isn't really recognized as much, but something that we really see all the time as fans, as people that, you know, I know, for example, our radio show in the mornings, we get a lot of listeners from this part of the world. And it's really a really rich tradition of soccer here and a great fan base. And I see Chelsea's outnumbered us 100-1. This will be the Chelsea is the reigning EPL champion. But AC Milan has won the Champions League 7 times. And today we have it's special. Paulo Ferreira is here, obviously. Go ahead, guys. And Paulo's been, he's won the Champions League twice, once with Porto and once with he also lost against Manchester United in Moscow. Mauro Tassotti has won the Champions League 3 times and he's been in 5 Champions League finals. Then I have these little details I have to read. You know, Kevin, we got business to do, right? The game, Wednesday, August 3rd, 8 p.m. Central Time. On ESPN, Family of Networks, a special shout out to John Skipper, who really heads ESPN, was really the one that spearheaded this to really be back with us. We started with ESPN years ago when John Shireman and I, my partner, we had done the World Football Challenge and we were working at Creative Artist Agency. and ESPN did a fantastic job, and now we're back with ESPN again, and already we've seen incredible promotion, and all the games will be on either ESPN or ESPN2. So it's and these are even our games in China and Australia. So how many games do we have in total? Come on. 15? 15, 3 in China, and 4 in Australia. Math? Okay.
22,
thank you.
Numbers guy.
Can I tell you, Kev? I gave it a shot. Pre-sale for tickets go on sale Tuesday, April 5th. Tickets will be available to the public on Tuesday, April 12th. All tickets are available by going to internationalchampionscup.com. Tickets begin at $40. Again, thank you to SMG, Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, and the Vikings for making today possible and working with the community to make this match truly a showcase event for not only the ICC, but the entire state of Minnesota. Thank you.
We're really pleased to welcome the International Champions Cup match featuring both Chelsea and AC Milan. It's quite an honor for us to be able to host you. I want to make mention we have two council members here, Council Member Jacob Fry and Council Member Abdi Warsami, standing in the back of the room. Thank you very much. There's a great soccer tradition in this city and this state. One of the things that I think is going to be amazing is to have this actual natural grass turf that's going to be brought in for this game. And I think that will really show everyone what a great soccer venue this stadium can offer. Governor Dayton is out of town today, but he sends his very best regards, and he looks forward to meeting you when you come this summer to play the game. He is planning to attend that first soccer match. He definitely will be here to cheer you all on, and he made specific mention. He said, I have a whole office full of staff people that want to be staffing me that day because everyone wants to be coming to that game. So, again, we just thank you so much for honoring us by choosing the new Minnesota U.S. Bank Stadium as the home for your game and for our first inaugural event. It's very exciting. Thank you very much.
It's truly a pleasure to stand before you today. This is a very, very special day, and I think what it does, it just reiterates the vision that Governor Dayton, the various politicians, our staff, Michelle and her staff, the Wilf family had when we built this beautiful stadium. So to be able to host such a phenomenal match as our first inaugural sports event in U.S. Bank Stadium will really make this a special, special day. We're just excited. We're elated to welcome people from around the world. I think what this does is this reiterates that this was not only built just for NFL football. It was built for great soccer matches. It was built for concerts. It was built for the community. It was built not only for the local community, but also the international community. So it's a pleasure to be able to stand before you today to host this great match. We'd like to thank Relevant Sports, Stephen Ross, Matt Higgins, and all of our friends that we've worked with here before. We'd like to thank the authority. We'd like to thank SMG. We'd like to also thank U.S. Bank for putting their name on the building. And we'd like to thank everyone who had a piece of energy to put into building this great stadium. And I'd like to give a special thanks to our owners, the Wilf family, who had the vision to build this building in a collaborative manner so we can do these kind of special events. So we'll be excited. We'll be here. I know our community will be incredibly, incredibly supported. This is a great soccer town, and I think we'll be able to show the world what it means to be able to come here and see such a great match in a great building in August. So again, we'd like to welcome everyone here. We look forward to having you back here. We're going to have a great evening. You're going to have a great time. You're going to enjoy our city. And we're just really looking forward to it. And we're just honored to stand here before you today and really look forward to that special day. So again, thank you for taking the time and energy to come out today. And I promise you we'll be special hosts. Thank you.
afternoon. I have to say thank you. In behalf of Chelsea, I have to say that it's a huge, you know, pleasure and an honor to be here. I have to say thank you, you know, to the relevant sport and special Charlie that I know for a long time, you know, to bring us back once again to US. Nice country, and always a pleasure to come and play here. And of course, you know, like to play, to be a partner, like with AC Milan, the first, you know, like two clubs to play in a new stadium. I think, you know, like will be beautiful, and we are really happy for that. I think it's a big responsibility as well, as a soccer team coming to US to play, you know, like the first match in the new stadium. You know, like so for us, it will be special, and we are looking forward to come, and also like to see the stadium like full. We can see that we have here like a big fan base in US, so I hope you can come and see your team here, and you know, I'm looking forward to come. Thank you all. Thank you.
Fatto, scusate per l'inglese.
He apologizes for his English.
Sappiamo quanto possa essere importante l'inaugurazione di un nuovo stadio.
We know how important it is to have a brand new stadium.
E come Mila siamo onorati di essere stati invitati per l'inaugurazione proprio di questo stadio.
And AC Milan is very honored to have been invited for the inauguration of the stadium.
Siamo anche un po' invidiosi, devo dire la verità.
We're also very jealous.
Perché ci piacerebbe anche a noi. Sono anni che a Milano parliamo di costruire un nuovo stadio, ma
there's been years of talks in Milan to build a new stadium like this.
Ma non è stata ancora messa la prima pietra.
We have not even put the first stone down.
Sono sicuro che la prima partita sarà un'emozione per tutti, no? Per tutta la comunità di Minneapolis.
I'm sure that the first game will be a great emotion, a good emotion for the entire city of Minneapolis.
Per i fans del Chelsea, per i fans del Milan.
For the fans of both teams, Chelsea and Milan.
Con cui ci auguriamo di giocare una partita forse anche più importante di quella del 3 agosto, almeno per le due squadre, perché il prossimo anno sicuramente nessuna delle due sarà in Coppa dei Campioni, in Champions League.
We hope to play this game because possibly next year neither teams will be in the championship.
Ma forse ci potrebbe essere la possibilità di giocare in Europa Cup ancora, non lo so.
But maybe we have the opportunity to play European Cup, maybe.
No, e sono sicuro, insomma, che sarà una partita, un evento, non una partita, perché sarà proprio un evento.
It is an event, not just a game.
Bellissimo per tutta la città, per noi, per il Milan, per il Chelsea.
A wonderful event for the city, for and both teams.
E racconterò l'emozione anche di vedere questo stadio da fuori. Io oggi ho visto soltanto da fuori lo stadio e lo trovo bellissimo. L'architettura lo trovo davvero bella.
He saw the stadium from the outside and he found it wonderful and beautiful, and it's kind of emotional to see something like this come up.
E niente, do appuntamento a tutti per il 3 agosto.
We hope to see you on the August 3rd, everyone.